Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to have Dr. Tom Bradich, VP and GM of Servers, Converged Edge, and IoT Systems, back in the studio with us. Welcome, Tom. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So we had you back on the program about a year ago, and you did a great job telling us about what HPE was delivering for the edge before everybody was talking about the edge. So you were ahead of the curve. Now everybody's caught up in the industry talking about how the edge is the coolest thing since sliced bread. Tell me a little bit about the organization that you lead at HPE and how this fits into HPE's broader strategy for delivering compute infrastructure and solutions to the marketplace.
Well, sure. We've promoted three strategic tenets that are being adopted in the industry, and we've organized a structure around that. And those three tenets are enterprise-class computing will move to the edge, edge-to-core solutions will be seamless and predominant in the industry. And number three is the physical convergence of operational technologies with IT. And what I mean by operational technologies is control systems and data acquisition systems will combine in a system very much like a consumer smartphone has converged different consumer functions. And because of those three directions we are headed, we did organize a business unit, which I head in the HPE company. And we have one foot in the data center with our Moonshot family of servers, which are doing very well and very fast growing. And I have one foot out at the intelligent edge. And out at the intelligent edge, we have several different types of edges, such as the telco edge, the media and comms edge. And of course, the one that has achieved the highest celebrity status is the IoT edge.
You described the HPE Edgeline portfolio for us last year. Can you tell us a little bit about that portfolio of products and how that has matured over the last year?
Yes, we're very excited about it because we created a new class of products called Converged Edge Systems. And in that, we take Intel-based enterprise-class performance computing, such as the Xeon processor and with the integrated Iris Pro graphics, and we combine it with enterprise-class storage. But the convergence goes beyond that. It converges operational technologies that we have from partners such as National Instruments in the area of control systems that control the things, or the T and the IoT. And that portfolio includes the Edgeline 4000 and the Edgeline 1000. The 1000 has up to 16 of Intel Xeon cores, and the EL 4000 has up to 64. We have tens of terabytes of storage capable at the edge. So we're meeting our promise of value, which is to bring enterprise class, cloud class computing out to the edge. And that's the first generation, and we had a very close relationship with Intel in developing that, particularly with Intel's Internet of Things group. And I'm happy to say we just concluded another collaboration for our Edgeline Gen 2, or the 2.0 version. And in that, we have the Intel processor family predominantly used, as well as some other operational technology extensions that we're going to do in the area of data capture. And it's important to know that data capture is much more than wireless and much more than Ethernet. But the capturing of data can be done with direct wireless and also industrial networks. And that is particularly true in the industrial IoT. So we're excited about using the Cascade Lake, Kaby Lake, and the Apollo Lake processors in our new systems, and they'll be coming out soon.
How are IT operators deciding which workloads should move to the edge, and what are the predominant capabilities of those workloads that are driving that transition?
We don't go and say to the industry and to the customers, what workloads do you run, and stop the conversation there. We say, what would you like to run if you could? For example, would you actually create a machine learning application at the edge? Would you do the compilation and the learning of that technology instead of doing it in the cloud or the data center? Would you want to run a full, for example, SAP HANA solution at the edge, unmodified? Would you like to run the full Azure stack from Microsoft, unmodified? So we have unleashed the thought process as well as the computing capability to run unmodified, for example, GE Predix, again, Citrix for Edge, VDI, database technologies that are unmodified. So therefore, the question to answer more directly is, what is the reason why you would not want to use the cloud in the workloads that apply to your edge and apply to the things in the IoT edges? And we have seven reasons. And in the interest of time, I won't go through all seven, but if you were to Google my name and the seven reasons for computing at the edge, you'll find some blogs I wrote and articles I wrote on this. But one of them has to do with latency. How soon do you want an answer as opposed to going back to the cloud? The second one has to do with bandwidth. There's so much data at the edge. In fact, the data collected from things at the edge is older, faster, and bigger than all other types of data combined. So therefore, it's not even possible sometimes to go back to a cloud. It must be done at the edge. So we're seeing more and more customers and more partners saying, oh, okay, now that you have created EdgeLine with this great partnership with Intel, we'll run these applications at the edge. We're no longer constrained, and we no longer disqualify that functionality at the edge because there's a lack of technology, but rather we have it now in the robust systems of EdgeLine.
What are the changes that you've had to bring into your philosophy in terms of the types of systems delivered to the market, how you work with customers on edge deployments, et cetera, versus engagements around data center deployments? And what goes into the underlying infrastructure to be more suitable for edge deployments?
We have seen that the edge is very much run by the operational technology side, or what's sometimes called the engineering side, or what's sometimes called the line of business side of an enterprise, as opposed to the IT side or the CIO side, which has traditionally and continues to own and run and manage data centers. So this is not clearly bifurcated like this, but the point is many times, for example, I had to work with the director of engineering who deals with power plants at Duke Energy when it came to an edge deployment. Again, along with the IT folks, but the point was that we needed to add that party. And so the edge people, if you will, are different. I walked into the manufacturing floor of a very large auto manufacturer recently, and I walked out and I talked to people who are involved in manufacturing technologies as opposed to reporting into the CIO or reporting into the IT. So it's a different set of people. They are more and more collaborating. And that convergence of OT and IT at the organizational level is starting to happen. So therefore, it's very important that we don't stop effectively at the data center folks, but we have to go out to where the things are and where the edge is. Now, to answer your question about infrastructure, I like to look at the infrastructure in the three C's, connect, compute, and control. And what's interesting about this as we go to the edge is the main reason someone would do an IoT deployment, we'll talk about that edge in particular, the IoT, is to control the things, the T in the IoT. It is not necessarily to connect them. It is not necessarily to collect data from them. It is not necessarily to compute the data. Those are all means to the end of controlling the things, such as the robotic arm in a manufacturing site, such as an autonomous vehicle, such as calibrating a wind turbine, bringing in a direction and control for a drill on an oil rig. Or even the weather. We can't really control the weather, so we control the business around the weather, right? We take the information so we can change and do some action. So because of that, our infrastructure offerings and our product offerings have to have a control dimension. They have to have an action dimension. And another way to illustrate this is, what if you went to a physician, a doctor, and they took a lot of tests, and they said, okay, you can go home now. And so you as a patient would sit there and say, well, wait a minute. Don't you want to give me some control actions? Don't I do anything? So knowing that, we had to build systems that include the control dimension. And this is where we invented the product class of converged OT-IT systems, because we build control systems inside, metaphorically, like the music player is now inside your cell phone, and the digital camera is inside your cell phone, and the GPS system and your flashlight and your wallet, they're all inside your cell phone. We're doing a convergence of these control technologies inside, and they're slammed up right against the Intel Enterprise class computing, and it makes for a very convenient, low energy, small footprint solution that's extremely powerful.
Now, when we look at collaboration, you've talked a little bit about the collaborations on the silicon that you're using within your solutions, but you also collaborate within the Network Builders program and recently joined our Edge ecosystem. Tell me about why these broader industry collaborations are important to HPE and how important it is that the industry work together in this space as we evolve the solutions that are being delivered to market.
Well, this particular collaboration, the Network Edge organization, I think is profound in many ways relating to what I said earlier, and that is we have a new thing there. It's a new ecosystem. It's a new world. The edge is not a small, for example, device core anymore. It's not a proprietary router or switch architecture anymore. The edge is full-blown capability and also has the convergence of operational technology being put together. Because of that, we need new approaches. We need new cooperation. We need a new ecosystem. Related to this organization, which is more general, we built internally what we call the Edgeline Innovation Network. And it has partners in it from the OT world, like PTC, like OSI Soft, like Schneider Electric. These are not IT companies, right, per se. Whereas in the past, we've learned and done very well with having an ecosystem with Intel, with Microsoft, with other types of companies that have different types of software like Citrix, Oracle, SAP, SAS. And those are all IT companies in a sense, right? We know that. We're familiar. But because we're moving into an unfamiliar world of OT-IT convergence, simply because the physical location is now out of the data center at the edge, we need to incorporate and understand that world better that has not cooperated closely in the past. And this network edge organization that we formed together with many other ecosystem partners is helping us to understand a more diverse and inclusive approach to giving our customer solutions out at the edge, as opposed to two black boxes looking at each other and hoping they connect through wires. And I see the value at three levels. One is process. How do we get OT and IT working together? Number two is data and software. How do we get the mix of data coming from the edge and coming from things to mix in with enterprise class data? And the third is physical convergence. And I mentioned that earlier. When we put actual physical control systems and data acquisition systems inside enterprise class compute and storage systems. So we have convergence at three levels that this organization will help drive. I think it's invaluable.
Folks probably want to find out more about Edgeline and what you're delivering to the market. Where would you send them for more information and to connect with the HPE team to learn more about POCs, trials, deployments?
Yes, please come and find out more about our solutions, and also please come and learn about our IoT innovation labs. We have one in Houston. We just did a grand opening of one in Singapore 2 months ago, and we'll be opening one in the European area. And you can engage with us there by VPN or physically visiting us to build and create solutions and validate things there as well. But to find us, please go to hpe.com/info/edgeline. That's hpe.com/info/edgeline.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's always a pleasure, and look forward to hearing about the great solutions you're delivering to market and more about those customers that you referenced in the months ahead.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.